Hello everyone. Our subject for today is who is in control? I'm going to read a verse from Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." During the new spike of this unending pandemic, the hearts of the people are again fearful and extremely concerned. So businesses are starting to slow down, fearing threatened as the hope of inching back to normal is evaporating before their eyes. But for the believers, our faith is in God, not in circumstances. Whether good news, not so good news, or no news, we know that our destiny is in the hand of God who holds the universe. Though it looks different in our feeble eyes, and we get scared, and sometimes we panic. But our Lord stays the same. He does not change. He is in control. And His eternal word comes to the rescue, as we read in the same chapter I read, same verse, chapter Psalms 46, verse 7, it says, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. We have the assurance from the word of God that says, cease striving, let go of your fears, sit and relax. Our Lord is in total control." We're living in a world of dissatisfaction. Whatever people have or acquire, such as positions, properties, money, cars, or what have you, many other things they desire, and when they get it, they're not satisfied. And the more they get, the more they want. As the man of God, Horace, once said, "Those who seek for much are left in want of much. Happy is he to whom God has given with sparing hand as much as is enough." People in general are never satisfied. They want more. They want to be in control. They want more power, more riches. And this wonderful Psalm, Psalm 46, shows us that whatever the circumstances for the Christians may be, God is sufficient for them all. And whatever the troubles are that we may face during our transit in this wilderness, yes, it's a wilderness, He will deliver us and protect us until we reach the eternal shore. Let our prayers be, "Lord, please take control of my life." Let go. We hear the Lord say with a soothing voice, "I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you." Be still, never be anxious, and know that I am God. So, let us be still and know that He is God. Friends, do you realize who gave us this life? Who blessed us with good health? Who blessed us with good jobs? He blessed us with a godly family. He who is caring for us as the days go by. Now let me ask a personal question, if I may. Who is in control of your life? Please take a minute or two and try to answer these questions. Look within and ask the Lord to search your heart and examine your deep motives. Then answer the ultimate question, who is in control of my life? Why I desire more than what allowed me to have? Why am I not satisfied? Who controls me? I'm quite sure the Lord will help you with clear answers to your questions. Look not for answers from people around you. If you look, it's all in vain. The world cannot and will not comfort you with peace, neither from without nor from within. Do not let the disturbed condition of this poor, sick world cast you down. This world is sinking and sliding fast to its destruction. Just look up and you'll find your answers. You might say, yes, I am standing still, but I'm not at rest in my heart. I'm still anxious and worried. What can I do? The answer comes from the Word of God. Please, let's look together at Philippians 4, verses 5 and 6. It says, and most of you know it, but it's good to review it tonight. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehensions, all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And the Apostle Peter also expressed it so well in his first letter, chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care, all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. That is a sure cure for today's troubles. So, let us remember that Christ loves us beyond our imagination. He cares for us, and he will keep us in perfect peace if we keep close to him and surrender our lives to his care. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, to the Corinthians he says, for the love of Christ controls us. Let's give him control. Let's give him control. May his love captivate our hearts, emotions, and bodies to be effective in our ministry and a blessing in our sojourning in this desert. Remember, the question is, who is in control? If Jesus is in control, praise God, we're safe. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.